Brownstone Media Group is proud to bring you the best in entertainment and interviews each and every month. Listen to our podcast, View from the Stoop, on iTunes or SoundCloud. Check out our engaging and informative website at viewfromthestoop.com and join the conversation with our family on social media via Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. We're always striving to show the culture in a positive light. Welcome to the family.
Welcome back, family. Tasha Scott is a face that you've known since the mid-90s, having appeared on such classic shows as South Central and Parenthood. But what you may not know is that she's one of the best singers around. And this week she stopped by the Brownstone to share her gift with us, her new family. We're pleased to be part of the rollout to her new album, and she's one of the most genuine and hilarious people we've ever spoken to. And when you're done, don't turn it off too soon, because Tasha set the family up with a little present at the end. Check it out and let us know what you think. Let's go. All right. Welcome back, family. I just want to say thank you to our guest. I'm not sure how many of you young folk know. We were just talking about how old we were, and we got a little bit of wisdom on us. But a show called South Central many years ago, starring Lorenz Tate and our guest tonight, Tasha Scott. But you'll definitely recognize her face. And if you're, you know, up on your music, you'll recognize her voice. But I want to welcome everybody and welcome Tasha to the podcast. And please tell everybody how you got to where you are and what you do.
Oh, hello, 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 everybody. Wow, it's a pleasure right now to be doing this interview. It's been a little minute, but I'm glad to be getting interviewed because there's a lot of great things in store for me. For those that don't know me, as he said, as Kai said, I am Tasha Scott from the TV show South Central, the TV show Parenthood with Robert Townsend, and a lot of other great celebrities that were on the show. I got started in a little town of Louisville, Kentucky. All the way from Louisville, Kentucky, I came here to Los Angeles to pursue my dream to be a singer. So just destined to be a star, you know. And my mom made the move when I asked her, you know, I had gotten so big in Kentucky. It was time to move to bigger and better things. And we traveled 3,000 miles from Louisville, Kentucky to Los Angeles, California to pursue Tasha Scott's dream.
All right, I want to talk about how you got into business. But first, like, you've had years in the game, like years in the business. I know you can't, you know, what is it, the old saying, the game is to be sold, not told. But what's the secret to longevity?
My secret to longevity is basically staying true to myself, believing in my dreams and never giving up. There are bumps and bruises along the way where you feel like you want to give up, but if the gift and talent is being bestowed upon you, then you must share it with the world. So I say never give up on my dreams. And there has been a point in my life where I thought it was the end of it, but it's in my blood. So that's what keeps me going, is to know that I should never give up on my dreams because it was a gift that was bestowed upon me from the higher being. So it's a must that I must share it.
You say you started out with singing, and I've had the pleasure of hearing the newest single, and your voice still sounds amazing. No, it does. I mean, you can't deny when someone can sing. Like, acting, you can fool with like some good editing and all that stuff, but singing is singing. And especially if you do it live, how did you, like, what was the moment when you realized you were a singer?
Well, it would have to go way back. I was about 8 years old, and I came from the projects, and I was at the recreational center, and they were holding I don't want to say auditions. They were doing a talent show. There we go. They were doing a talent show, and I was in one of the rooms, and I was playing pinball or something like that, and I heard all these people singing. So I peeked my head around the corner, like, you know, trying to figure out what it was. But I knew that I could sing, like, at the age of 5 and 6 and 7. I knew that I could sing, but it was, like, in my room. And I'm very shy. No one would know that I'm very shy. But I guess that's that cancer thing, you know, we're quirky, funny, shy, outgoing, crazy. At that time, I was very shy, but I knew that I wanted to do that. I wanted to be a part of the talent show. So I asked him if I could be a part of the talent show. And this was the first time that I was going to sing in front of people. And I knew this. And they told me no. So I ran home to my mom, and I told my mom, you know, oh, mom, they won't let me sing in the talent show, and I really want to sing. And she knew that I could sing. She was waiting for me to say that that was something that I wanted to do. So she went back up there, and I could go on and on and on. I don't know how long.
Your time.
I know you're going to break it all down. She basically marched me back up there and told them that my uncle was coming down from Detroit to film me singing. This is a story that was made up, because at the time my uncle he worked for Motown, but he wired Motown, not like actually worked for Motown.
Mm-hmm.
So she told them this, and he was bringing a camera, and they was going to shoot me, and that was going to be all on TV. So they got all excited about it. So my mom knew that I knew this song by New Birth, Until It's Time for You to Go. And she said, this is the song you're going to sing. And at that time, it was on a 45, and I sung with the 45. And when I got up there to sing, and I that's when I really knew that I could sing, because I walked away with first place and everything, you know. And there was a time when my mom forced me to sing, and the only reason how she got me to sing was she flashed $5 in my face. And I figured, hey, I can make money doing this, so let me sing. But I was so shy when she did that, but when I really knew that I could sing was when I won the talent show and I won first place and everything. And then from there, you know, I just took off, because that was when I basically told my mother that this was what I wanted to do. And then she took to the grounds running.
Your mom sounds like one of a very supporting person. Is that where you draw your inspiration from?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's where I drew all of my inspiration from, was my mom. She was everything. She was a promoter. She was a dancer. She was a low-key writer. She was an inspirational person. She was beautiful. That's where I drew everything from her. You know, she was basically the only person that I had to look up to and see how it needed to be done. And then, of course, she put all the major and wonderful celebrities in my face, such as Minnie Riperton, Diana Ross, Patti LaBelle, the Commodores, the Whispers, all them. She put all those people in the forefront to show me how it should be done.
So with that foundation you left for Hollywood, acting is not necessarily a different skill set, because you do draw from the inspiration you have within to act, and it's another way to present yourself. But did you always know that you could act, or was that something you discovered once you got out there?
Uh-oh. All right. This acting thing. I do not want anyone to get offended by what I say. I moved from Louisville, Kentucky to be a singer. Now, I knew in the back of my mind that later on, as I saw myself getting bigger, that I would eventually have to get up on film and TV to do acting. But I didn't think that that would be something that would take off the way that it did. Acting is a hobby to me. I'm so sorry if I offend anybody by saying that. Acting is a hobby to me. I love it. And it worked so well for me. when I was introduced to acting at the age of 10, when I came to Los Angeles, I didn't know the first thing about it. I was afraid of it. I wanted to be a singer. I wanted to be on Solid Gold, Soul Train. I had gotten an agent, and I was signed with the agent for about a year, and I wasn't booking anything because I didn't understand it. And I was going out, and I saw all these beautiful young girls, and they were going in, and they were booking the jobs, and I still basically looked like the little girl from the project, still trying to make the dream happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of studied it and looked at it and everything. Then I got signed with another agency, and what she told me was, your personality is beautiful, it's great. What I need you to do is just be yourself. You are the type of person that when you're on film, you will do well when you are just being yourself. So I said, okay, you know, so she gave me this little paper, and it was basically trying to sell hot dogs. And at first I looked at it like, "I, you mean to tell me acting is about selling hot dogs?" I was young at the time. So she's like, no, just talk it regularly and just do what you would do if you were sitting around with your friends. So I did. She's like, that's it. Just be yourself. So basically everything that anyone has really ever seen me do, I just was myself. I mean, I kind of drew a little bit of knowing how to do some acting skills. I've never had any, really had any classes. I took a workshop for maybe like a season, but I've never had any work. No one ever taught me. When my agent, Stacey Lane, God rest her soul, told me just to be myself, and that's what I've been doing as far as my acting ability. I've just been myself. So when you see South Central, that's Tasha. That's really Tasha. It's just that you had two brothers, and I have five brothers. So I was being Tasha.
You were studying your whole life.
But that's it. And then a lot of other things. I've had to use my Southern accent. I'm just Tasha. Just hanging out with my girls. You know, when I was acting with Reagan Gomez, I'm just Tasha. You know, so that's all I've ever done was just, I never forgot what she told me. Just basically be yourself. And that's what I pulled from. Now, I'm not going to say that I wouldn't study for like a major role, like playing someone else. You know, of course, I would have to dig deep and study for that. But acting to me is just like a hobby, as if I was skating. Skating is a hobby to me, you know, so, and I just, I put my heart and soul into it, and I'll look back at myself, and I'll be like, whoa, that's me? Wow, that girl's good. But yeah, I mean, and it has worked. Acting has worked so well for me, and the crazy thing about it is, like I said, I moved here to be a singer, but everybody knows me as acting, but I was so blessed to be able to do them all. Basically, everything that you kind of look at, I was able to sing, act, and dance.
We haven't even really touched on the dancing. Yeah, don't act like we ain't see you with the sparkly outfit on, getting it done in the parking lot. Dancing to,
okay.
Yeah, talking about it's your birthday.
Yeah.
All right, so you get your birthday, well, but I need an explanation for the parking lot dancing.
Okay, the parking lot dancing, as I said, that's me being quirky, crazy Tasha. Now, let me break this out. I can't really say I'm not a professional dancer if I'm getting paid to do all three.
Yeah, you can't sandbag it.
But I'm not a professional dancer as, like, I mean, give me an example of, like, professional dancers. Like, that is what I do, like a choreographer. Like, my kids are sitting there pointing at daddy. My husband is a choreographer.
Mm.
That's what he grew up doing. He is a professional dancer. Mm. So that's what he got paid to do. So now me and my dancing. Now, I'm not a professional dancer, but if you need me to dance on screen for the money, I will show you that I am a professional dancer. Now, as far as what you will see me actually do, like when I'm jumping out of the car, if I post something of me in the dance studio learning to dance, that's just me learning to dance, getting the 5, 6, 7, 8, feeling good about myself, staying in shape. You may get the left, right, right. The arms may not go this way, that way. As a matter of fact, I've been actually taping myself going to dance class for a while. I have seen my growth, but my growth is not where it needs to be. But I really feel like that's a part of me that is just crazy, quirky, and funny, and I want to share that with the world. So I can dance. Now I can groove. Now, like you, we were saying earlier, you get me in the club. Now I can cut a rug. I can do some of your latest dances. I can do some of your old school dances. Now I can keep a rhythm and I can gig and I can groove. But now when it really comes to doing that 5, 6, 7, 8, you lost me on there. I got 2 left feet, or I say you got 2 right feet, but I'm going to show have fun and I'm going to show you how to gig.
So there's no level up challenge in our future.
Absolutely not. Nope.
Now here's the hard question. Which do you love more, singing, acting, dancing?
It's a given. It's my singing.
Okay.
It's my singing, but my acting has really soared for me. It just took off, and I mean, I guess I just have to start owning up to it. Like, I mean, I love it, you know. But my love is my singing. And I've been waiting on the opportunity for that to really take flight. But I guess with me, I was just blessed to be able to do it all. And I guess that's what they call a triple threat. So I'm not going to really now say, and you would be the first that I will just stop saying to myself and basically others that say, which do I love more? I love them all because they all work so well for me. And that's the thing that I go back to, having the gift. When you have the gift, it all works for you.
I feel like there's a fourth hat that you wear that we haven't talked about, a songwriting. Writing in general, though, is, I mean, let's be honest. Everybody has an idea, but not everybody can turn it into something. Has that been a day one thing, or that's something you trained yourself to do over years?
When I was younger, I was vibrant. I was touching on the writing, and I was doing well behind closed doors with my book in my hand and no one could see. Then I finally had the opportunity to actually put it down when I was signed with Michael Jackson's company. There was a song called Bring Me Up that I had, I actually wrote almost the whole song. Then years went by, I let it go and I lost it. Honestly, I lost it. And I guess that's basically going into a shell and not wanting to explore. I lost it for a while. And then with the passing of my mother, a whole new world has sprung up. My writing has came about. I'm still a little actually afraid of it, and I do hide from it because I'm the type of person, I write from my experiences, what I'm feeling at the time that I go into a writing session. I go in with an empty mind, but I go in with my feelings. And then that's what I basically start writing about. And all of a sudden, it's opening up. And now I'm taking the time to actually brush up on it. So basically, everything that you're going to hear from the EP is my feelings, my true feelings, my life, my story.
Two things from that.
Just a small part of it.
Two things from that. One, I can't imagine you ever being shy or timid about anything. And two, you're not just going to drop Michael Jackson's name and keep it moving like you didn't say Michael Jackson. You were signed during the TV thing too?
I actually got signed after South Central.
Okay.
Yeah. I had met him when I was 14.
Okay.
How I met him was my mom kept knocking on the door of Stevie Wonder's studio. Basically, you know, back in the days, that's what you did. You hit the streets running. You knocked on people's doors. You had your CDs. You bugged them. You bugged people. You bugged them. And that's what my mom did. And finally, they allowed me to come into Stevie Wonder's studio, and I sang for him. And I had met him years ago when I was 10, but at this time when I met him, I was 14. About 14, 15. And he heard me sing, and he remembered who I was, but it wasn't that clear. So when he heard me sing, he introduced me to a lady by the name of Bonnie. Her last name slips my mind. And she heard me sing, and she introduced me to Michael Jackson's head security guard. His name was Bill Bray. I rest his soul. And he said that, "I think you need to be introduced to Michael." So they took me up to the house here in Los Angeles off of Havenhurst. And that's where I first met Michael Jackson. And I recorded about 6 songs in the studio at the home. And, of course, you know, he gave me a lot of great advice. I had the opportunity to spend the night at the home, sleep in the same room, become friends with Kadada and Rashida, which is Quincy Jones's two girls, beautiful girls. And then years later, I ended up getting South Central. And when we did our final episode, which I believe was our 10th episode, we were actually doing a rap party. And a guy by the name of John O'Cohan, who was the A&R over at MJJ/Sony, he heard me singing. And once again, "Oh my God, your voice is magical. I need to take you over to meet Michael." Of course, we told him the story about how I met Michael and how I did the recording at Michael's. "Oh," he said, "oh, well, this will be a reunion." So he took me over to MJJ, and that's where I met Jerry Greenberg. And from there, Jerry was like, "Oh my God, she's a star. She's the next," at that time, he was like, "Oh my God, she's the next Whitney Houston." And I got signed within a few months to Michael Jackson's label. I actually did complete a full album that never got released, but I did put a few of the songs up on SoundCloud, which you can hear. Of course, they're dated, but the voice still sounds like butter.
Oh, you got to tell the SoundCloud. People got to hear them.
Oh, SoundCloud, Tasha Scott. It's just Tasha Scott. Basically everything. It's no anything wow about my name. It's just Tasha Scott at, you know, SoundCloud. All of my social media is actually Twitter is the_Tasha_Scott. My Instagram is Tasha Scott, a.k.a. Tink. Facebook is Tasha Scott.
I saw Tink on something else, too. Is that like a childhood nickname?
That's actually a name. That was actually my shy name.
No, you was never shy, so I'm not buying that.
No. Well, let me see. Well, yeah, at once upon a time, I'm a big Disney girl. I love Disney. But I was afraid to tell everyone that I loved Tink. Of course, Tinkerbell.
Right.
I love Tink because I thought they were going to, you know, laugh at me and like, "Oh my God, you're such a baby, you're such a big kid." Well, yeah, I am Tink because I always say, "Forever young, I'll never grow up."
Mm-hmm.
So I finally, a few years ago, now I guess maybe like over what, 10, 15 years now, that's a while, I just said, "Hey, my name is Tink. That's my name." And of course, I'm only 4'11".
All right, so now here's the really important question.
Perfect.
What's the best Disney movie?
Okay, the best Disney movie for me, of course, hands down, like I said, I love Tink. I love everything Tink.
Mm-hmm.
Everything Tinkerbell. My favorite movie out of it all, when I watch Disney movies is The Lion King.
Everyone
something
says
about
that.
The Lion King and the it's the message behind the circle of life. It's the message. And when I first saw it, I always knew that there was a message behind it. And then some years later, my daughter, who is now 20 years old, Jamariana Tribble, she was blessed to do Disney's The Lion King at the age of 10 till about 11 and a half, 12. So we traveled for 2 years while she did Disney's The Lion King, the stage play. She played young Nala. And the experience from The Lion King traveling on the road with my daughter doing that with the cast and everybody, it was a learning experience. It was a life lesson that now I understand why I love that movie so much. And I tell my family all the time, we will never be able to get away from the circle of life, from all the lessons that came out of it. So I guess when you dig deep into it and really understand the movie, and then I guess having the experience with the cast and all of that and watching it almost every night, that's one of my all-time favorite movies. You know, and when you, like I said, when you dig deep into it, there's lots of messages in it. And then, of course, when you think about the circle of life, it's about the universe, the circle of life. It's round.
See, now I'm going to have to look at it with, like, a whole new perspective.
Whole new perspective.
Because I always go with Aladdin. Like, how can you not love Aladdin? But now you're going to make me rewatch The Lion King this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, when you watch it, you got to just dig back into your life. You know, there's one major part. I'm pretty sure a lot of parents can, or just people in general can identify from Scar. You see how he tricks Simba, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to go too. You see what I'm saying? How he tricks him. How his own brother kills him. You know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? It's me and you deep.
Yeah, I know some scars. Y'all know who you are.
So you have some scars. You see what I'm saying? Right? Yeah. You know? And then being away from home, you know, you are not finding your parents. Or, you know, just things. You got to just look at it from a whole new perspective. Yeah.
All right, we got off track because I had to know. But that's amazing that your daughter was young Nala. Like, that's big.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Did she catch the other genes, too? Obviously, she's got the singing and acting. Is she a dancer as well?
Now, she's the dancer.
Okay.
She is the dancer. So, yeah, she's professional with it. Yes.
So, she's not out there, nay-naying in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah. She can nay-nay you backwards and forwards. Yeah. She's the dancer. And she got that. It's a gift. Mm-hmm. That's a gift. She's never had any training. And she can actually sit down and look at a video a few times and know the whole routine. So it's like she takes a picture of it and can get up and do it. That's a gift that she has. All of my children are very gifted in talent. They've never had any type of training, but they all sing, dance, and they say, oh, mom, I don't want to act, but they can act. Oh, yeah. They have gifts. So basically, when I look at my children, I see me. I'm like, wow, that's what I have. That's what I have. And they've gotten a lot of it, too, from dad. Dad does it all, too. He low-key stands under the radar, but he's got it. We all got it. So I guess you could say we are the Winings, the Jacksons.
So he's a dancer as well, right?
Families. Who?
Your husband. He's a dancer, right?
Oh, yes. He's a dancer. I told you. He's a professional dancer.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And then you just, like, all that talent in one place. I know the creativity has to be, like, off the chain.
It is. We kind of hide it, but oh yeah, it's off the chain. When we're here in the house, and the house is always going from sun up to sundown. We're doing something at 3 and 4 in the morning, and you got the neighbors like, you guys are so great because we keep it down.
And y'all just getting it.
And we just didn't. And everybody loves to come to our house. And when they come to our house, they just sit on the couch and they just say, can you guys just entertain? And we're like, huh? Okay, no problem.
I want to ask you about the music. You just released a new single, but describe the music for everyone. I want people to really understand that you do this thing.
My music is very universal. I know there are categories that people like to put you in. I'm a universal type of artist. I can do it all. I keep going back to the gift. When you are gifted with many talents, you are able to just do them, you know, it's and there you go. It's like acting. You just say, well, this day, this is how I feel, and this is what I want to portray and put off. I'm very soulful. I'm very jazzy. I'm very country, rock, pop. I'm just everything. And like I said, I want to give music for the world to listen to, not just one genre. So when you do listen to my music, that's what you hear. Now, people, of course, will put me in categories, but I can hear it all because that's what my mom basically allowed me to hear. And, you know, she put all these different artists in front of my face. And then meeting my husband, he also said, you know, you got to listen to this music, that music, you got to learn this music. And it just opened up the doorway for me to say, wow, that's what I am. So when you actually are going to hear the EP, you're going to hear everything. You're going to hear jazz, hip hop, country. You're going to hear rap. You're going to hear it all. So, and I've always never wanted to be put in this box to say that's what she is. Because when I was signed also with MJJ, that's what Jerry said. Jerry said, Tasha can do it all. So, and that was the number one thing that they were so confused on where to put me. So I said, why not just do it all? Who's done it? Well, you got to look at it. People stick themselves in this box, but then they branch themselves off. Why not just go out the gate just doing it all? You know? So when you listen to it, it's a little bit of everything. And if it makes me feel good, it's going to make someone else feel good. And everybody has their preferences. So there you go. I have music for everybody. You know, I know I have 5 songs that are about to come out. I could sit here right now when I get off the phone with you and say, hey, I think we need to put another song on there. And they'll be like, well, what's the song? I think we need to put a gospel song on there. Well, you know that's going to push it back. Absolutely. And I feel like you should be free to do music because music, of course, is instruments. Your voice is an instrument. So why not use it? You know, mm-hmm. You're going to sing high, high, low, low. You know, I don't think you should be put in a box when if you're gifted with an instrument, well, then use the instrument and use all your notes. Use everything that you can. So, I mean, that's me. And I know some people will probably say, well, you got to pick. Well, I'm not picking. I'm not going to let nobody allow me to pick. I'm going to do music. And I'm going to do music that everybody loves. You know?
Yeah. The industry is kind of, I know in the late 90s, there were a lot of, look at me messing up my words, boutique firm, man, you got me discombobulated.
No worries. I got you.
boutique record labels. And now it's looking like the industry is moving into more of a you can do it yourself type of mentality. How has the industry changed for you? Like, are you saying that it's easier or harder to get yourself out there?
You know, I was looking at that question that you asked, that you had sent me, and that's one of the questions that I'm always faced with. And of course, over the years, you know, you just answer it, you know, you answer it. And then actually yesterday and today, I thought about that. The thing of it is with music now, I personally think it's easy. Mm-hmm. It's easier because at that time, you was getting signed and they were giving you all this upfront money and, you know, you had to pay it back and they were shelving you and, you know, you didn't come out. And I believe that was one of my biggest things that happened with me when I was signed with MJJ. I completed the album and I got all this upfront money and the album never came out. And it was a whole lot of stipulations behind it about when all the allegations came out about Michael, that the company was folding in. I'm gonna be honest. We just can't put it out. You was just a tax write off, and it was just a lot of things, you know, that was like, wow, here it is. I'm so talented, but they don't know what to do with it. They won't release the music. So it was just harder. I really believe that it was harder then. Now today, I feel like it's easier. And the reason why I say it's easier now, because I have my own outlet. Zaniah Music is, my husband and I and a friend of ours, XL, label. And I can put music out when I want to. You know, so now I'm being picky on my own. Now it's me saying, I don't want to put that out. Oh, no, don't do that. So I can do it on my own. And of course, yes, I have to come out of my own pocket to do my own promotions and all that. Now, that part of it, when you get in that part of it, that's the hard part. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't really have the money to actually push it every day and put it out and pay these people, well, then... Actually, honestly, you're going to be sitting here and you're going to be doing exactly what I'm doing right now. And I'm being upfront honest. Every day I sit and I post my own post about go listen to my song, go do this and go, you know, this and download it that. And I know there's a lot of people in my inbox and a lot of people saying this. Oh, well, why don't you? I get the format and I understand what I have to do. It's hard when you don't have enough money or the money to pay the people for this great work. But now, here we go. Let's bring it to the forefront. With social media, you can do all of this yourself. All these apps, you can do all of this yourself. Honestly, I've been sitting here doing my own covers, my own editing. I have a few people that do it. But I feel it's much more easier now because now it's my feelings. It's what I like. Somebody may not like it, but there's 10 people that may like it and there's 10 people that may not like it. Actually, 11. If I get the 11, then I can't worry about the 10 that don't like it. Because I got one up on you. You feel me? So, and that one up on you is better than none. So I feel like it's easier now. Because I have more control, whereas back then you had a team of people sitting around, a team of people with their own attitudes and their own opinions, and you know, which I'm not saying that it's not a good thing to have, but you also got to link up with those right-minded people and the people that are in your corner, because everybody doesn't know your story and know where you want to take yourself. So it's all about feelings and energies and linking up. And so now I feel like today, to me, it's easier. It's a lot easier. I mean, and it's proven now. Look at all these thousands and thousands of people becoming stars overnight. Now when they say the saying, are you an overnight success? Now people can say I'm an overnight success, you know? So it's easier today than it was back then. I feel like it is, you know, because you called the shot. Yeah.
So what's next?
What's next for me is dropping this EP on August the 27th, pre-sales August the 24th. I'm under contract right now to do a movie in Savannah, Georgia, called Recipe for Disaster. So I believe I'm moving in the right direction once again in my career. I did take some time to just live and enjoy life and enjoy my children and my husband. And now I'm ready. I'm ready to get back out there. And it's never too late. It's never too late to fulfill your dreams. You know, once you have it set, if you take a break, don't think that all is lost. And I know we sometimes as human beings, we can feel like, you know, it's over. But if it keeps scratching at you, then it's destined. It's just, you know, not your season, and it's not the right timing, but keep going. So that's what I'm doing now, and I'm getting myself back out there in the game. I'm not looking this young for no reason.
Yeah, use that.
Yeah.
The lead single is Here We Go, right?
Yes, it's called Here We Go. Absolutely.
And where can they find that?
Oh, you can find it on all your digital outlet, wherever you can download music. Spotify, SoundCloud, if I allow them to download from SoundCloud.
Okay.
Apple Music, everywhere. Now I didn't got kind of mixed up on my thinking.
Hey, look, it's cool with me.
iTunes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have no excuse, people. If you have not heard this song by the 27th and got your pre-orders in, then we ain't talking to you no more.
Yeah, you can download it from any digital phone, if I'm saying that right. I know a digital outlet. A lot of people actually inbox me and say, how do I download it from my Android? Well, how do you listen to music?
I'm not breaking down how to do it.
I get.
Right.
I get that. I can download it from my Android. Well, how do you listen to music? Who are you signed on? Are you under is there Android contact? Or I don't know. Anywhere you download music, that's the way you download. And you can find it. I believe you can now find it on Tidal. I mean, it's like people.
So they're calling you for tech support.
But you know what? I'm not going to fault them because everybody is not computer savvy, smartphone savvy. So I still ask questions too.
But you know how to get to your own song though, right? We're not.
Oh, you best not believe it.
I'm going to ask you a question. 5 years from now, after the rollout and the movie, and where are you going to be? What are we going to be doing? Are you behind the camera? Are you writing music? Are you on tour? What's the game plan?
That 5-year question comes around every single time you have an interview. Mm-hmm. And this is my answer to the 5-year question. I was asked that 5-year question when I was 8, and I said I saw myself singing in front of thousands of people and touring and being the biggest star ever. Well, and there's so much more that I could say. Well, a lot of those things have came true. Then I was asked that question when I was 10. And once again, I was doing some of those things. I was on TV and I was doing all of that. So basically, to bring it all the way to now at the age 9, am now. I still see those things in 5 years from now. I still see myself singing in front of thousands of people. I see myself traveling. I see myself working with your top entertainers and the newcomers. I don't discriminate against no one. I am a open, free, loving person. Everybody has a dream. There's a star in everybody. So I don't ever feel like I'm bigger than anyone. There's a space for everybody. So yes, I see myself doing it all. If I'm an actor, I would love to get behind the camera and shoot, because I know that I can. When you know that you can do something, then you gotta go for it. Again, that's the gift. I have many, many, many gifts, and I would love to have the opportunity to showcase all of my gifts. So in 5 years, yes, I see myself doing it all. Everything that pertains to the gift that I was blessed with. And also, that's speaking, healing, singing, dancing, acting, all of it. I have a gift.
No limit.
So that's, I see myself doing great things in 5 years. As long as I'm living and breathing, I see myself doing great things in 5 years. Not retired.
I want to say thank you for doing this. I really appreciate you taking the time out of what's got to be a busy rollout to the EP launch on the 27th. And if you guys want to hear good music, you can start by checking out her Instagram. That's where I first heard the single. But why would you stop there? It's everywhere. I mean, I know you know somebody that can teach you how to download or stream it on your phone.
Yes.
I mean, for God's sake, DM me if you really need help. I got you. But take a listen to the music. It's definitely worth your time. And we always say that we're a family and we welcome you to the family. And I'm going to let you choose. I'm letting people choose these days. You want to be a cousin, a sis, an auntie, a play sister. How you want to do?
Say that again. I'm sorry. You talking to me? I'm so sorry. I just got sidetracked.
I said you're welcome in the family. You get to choose who you want to be. You want to be a cousin. You want to be a sis. You want to be a play cousin. How you want to carry it?
I'm everything. I'm everything that you would like for me to be, except your wife.
I would get in trouble with that one. So
absolutely.
That's not even on the table. Shoot, try to have me killed out this joint.
Yeah, I just, I admire everything that you're doing. I actually just, of course, you just go through Instagram. And, I'm the type of person, if I like something, I like it, I follow back. Of course, I have to do my homework. And then I just said, wow, he posts. He posts a lot of celebrities that I've done a lot of great work with. I wonder if they could follow me back. You sit there and you think and say, well, maybe if I like enough, maybe they'll follow me back. Or is it that I got to be doing something? No, it's just, I said, just be yourself, and timing is everything. And then I was just so honored when you followed me back and you started commenting on some of my posts and pictures and stuff like that. And then I was really, really geeked when you put up my picture and you said happy birthday. I was like, well, my picture is not as professional as everybody, but he posted my picture. So I was really, 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 like, really happy about that. I'm a little bit of everything, I'm a little bit of everything. I have an old soul, young soul, an outgoing soul, a freedom soul. So yeah, I'm your mama, your sister, your baby girl, your granny.
Oh man.
I got two beautiful grandbabies and I'm a granny. Yeah.
Well, look, this was an enjoyable conversation. I'm so happy that we found time to do this, and you got to come back and join us and do another interview and another conversation with the family. And
absolutely,
the 27th, I will be out there trying to get my copy. Like I'm going to my phone. Really, I'm just going to download it on my phone. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely,
I'll go outside and do it. So I feel like I went and did something. But I'm sure I'm going to like it. I'm glad that you're sharing it with us. And definitely, please come back at another point in time.
I will. Thank you.
Oh, not a problem. I want to thank our sister Tasha Scott for coming by and sharing with us her incredible journey on the rollout to her new single. And as a special gift for everybody listening, she left for us, her family, the first single from her new project, Here We Go. So after you take a listen to it, make sure you run out and buy the album. And as always, let us know what you think. We do this for you, family. So until next time, love.
Together like right now, so tell me if you with it. I just booked a plane ticket, me and you, oh yeah, that's winning. And it don't matter where we go, whether passport to Rico, passport stamps to Rio, all the way down, here we go, we go. Yeah, what we have is a dream. Up in the clouds with you, that's all I need. Your arms around me, I feel like I'm free. Let me put you in a nice Cali king. I wanna take you wherever you please. Ocean to ocean, babe, deep down in me. Riding the wave that I want you to see. All the way down, here we go. All night, I gotta say, when we go hard, it's a symphony. Yeah, when we have is a dream. Up in the clouds with you, that's all I need. Your arms around me, I feel like I'm free. Let me put you in a nice Cali king. I wanna take you wherever you please. Ocean to ocean, babe, deep down in me. Riding the wave that I want you to see. All the way.